We're here at Roger's invitation. Roger, some months ago, invited us over to Singapore, and we're coming en route to Manila to attend a summit for TMAI. TMAI is the agency that oversees the seminary that Roger heads up here. So on this occasion, we had opportunity to drop into Singapore, and I'm eager to share with you some thoughts about prayer.
好，所以我今天跟你们大家一起分享这个圣经的教导是受到牧师的邀请。那牧师好，我从月前邀请我来与大家分享。我们是前往马尼拉参加一个会议，所以我们借着这个机会来到大家的这个中间与大家分享祷告的这个真理。
So as we start to consider prayer, I'm a busy person. I lead a busy life, as I know all of you do. I'm a father. I serve as a church elder, and I work as a plastic surgeon. I get up at 3:30 in the morning on weekdays, and I go to bed a bit later than I would like. And I'm also a physician. So in all of this busyness, where does prayer fit in?
那在繁忙的这个生活中，那我们怎么找出时间来祷告呢？我个人，我是一个父亲，我是教会的长老，我是一个整形外科医生，我每天三点半就起床，然后我睡觉的时间不多，所以我们在这个繁忙的这个生活中，如何找时间来祷告？
So my question is, where do you find time for prayer? I'm sure that many of you struggle with that, just as I do. Not only, though, do I want to motivate you to pray today, but I want to enable you to see it for the blessing that it is and to motivate you to become leaders in prayer, not only in your own homes, but in the church as well.
那我们如何找时间祷告呢？我今天的目的是要鼓励你们祷告，要激发你们祷告，使到你们通过祷告在自己的生活中得到这个恩典，也能够建立在教会中的弟兄姐妹。 帮助他们，教导他们，祷告。
So let's talk a little bit about the basics of prayer. This talk that I'm going to give you today is based in large part on a book by John MacArthur. You can see it up on the screen. It's called Lord, Teach Me to Pray. It's a small book. It's available on Amazon. And if you have an interest in this, I would urge you to get it and read it. It's for the layperson. And I think you'll find it to be extremely helpful in cultivating your prayer life.
那我今天的这个分享是建立在这个麦克阿瑟牧师的这个小小的一本书，叫主啊，求你教我祷告。我邀请你们阅读这一本书，这本书能帮助你们教导你们如何有一个有一个冲劲，有一个魄力的这个祷告生活。And
if you'd like to read more, there's another book by a fellow by the name of E.M. Bounds. He was an American. He lived about 100 years ago in the Midwest. He was trained as a lawyer, but felt the call to preach at age 24. And throughout his adult life, he was really a prayer warrior. He would get up at 4 a.m. and he would pray until 7 a.m. each day. That's 3 hours. He also wrote extensively on the topic of prayer. By the time of his death, though, only 2 of his books had been published. But since then, well over 1 million have been. If you're interested, there is a book entitled E.M. Bounds on Prayer. It's fairly inexpensive. It's available on Amazon as well. It's actually a collection of 7 of his most popular books. And I can assure you, like the book by John MacArthur, this will be very helpful to you in your prayer life.
然后如果你还要再阅读的话，有一本书，它的这个作者是 E.M. Bounds. 这个书的名字叫 E.M. Bounds on Prayer. 这本书，这个作者本来是一个美国人，他在100年前在美国，他是一个律师，可是他24岁的时候受到神的呼召，他就开始讲道，所以他每天4点起来，祷告3个小时，祷告到7点钟，所以他对于祷告这个事项有非常多的这个教导。如果你愿意的话，你可以在 Amazon 寻找到 这本书。
My story, I grew up in the church, around the church, I guess you could say, but I didn't become a believer until my mid-30s. And about that time, as I was becoming a believer, I began to pray, and I started a prayer journal. And I still have that prayer journal till today. I have a number of things that date back 30 years, prayers for people's salvation, and I've seen many wonderful yes answers over the years. I've seen some no answers, and there are still issues that I'm praying for and still awaiting an answer on. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about my personal prayer life later.
那我的个人故事，我是在教会中长大的，可是只有到30多岁的时候我才信主。那我信主的时候，我就开始对祷告非常的认真。我其实用的这个祷告的这个本子，我记录我一个祷告的记录，从那一天到今天我还在用，所以里头已经记载了20多年的神的答复，有些是神说是，有些神说不是，有些我还在等神的这个答复。
So as we look at what we're going to talk about this afternoon, really three items: of why we ought to pray, how we are to pray, and I'll talk a little bit about a model for prayer. I'll talk about 4 secrets to getting your prayers answered, only here, and I'll talk about a pattern for prayer. And then I want to share a few tips from my prayer life, as well as several from the elders where I attend church. I hope you'll be able to take home some ideas that will be helpful to you. Then at the end, if there are any questions, Jimmy's going to handle this
one. I can trust you there, don't worry. So 今天我们的大纲是如何祷告，为什么祷告，如何祷告，然后我要给你们一些祷告的这个窍门或者技巧，然后最后我有点时间来回答你们的问题。
But before we start any talk on prayer, why don't we open with prayer?
让我们先开始祷告。
Father, we thank you for the chance we have to talk about prayer. It's a topic that is dear to your heart, as you and the Son and the Spirit pray daily to one another, as you speak continually. And Father, we want to come to understand prayer from your Scripture, to understand what our responsibilities are, to learn more about it, how we are to have a more effective prayer life, and how we are to please you. Pray that you would bless the words that I say, that you would make certain that I am accurate. Pray that you would bless the translator as well, so that he would be able to give sense of what I am speaking of. We thank you for this church. We thank you as well for Roger, for the love he has, for the devotion he has, and how you are prospering his work, not only here in Singapore, but abroad. We thank you for the time again, and we look forward to making the most of it. For it's in Christ's name that we pray. Amen. So, why should we pray?
So, why should we pray?
God is a relational being. He loves relationships. He's 3 persons in one, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and each person talks to the other two.
So, 神是一个这个重视关系的一个神，他是三位一体的神，他们之间有这个互动的这个关系，他们之间也彼此的沟通。
For instance, in Genesis 1:26, God the Father says, "Let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness." He's talking to the other two.
所以在创世纪1:26，神在三一神他们之间在对话。神说，我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。
We also know that Jesus prayed to the Father throughout his life. We know, in fact, that he's interceding for us now, talking to God the Father on our behalf, from where he sits at the Father's right hand, according to Hebrews 7:25.
那在希伯来书7:25，我们知道神耶稣基督不断的在主父神的面前为着你们祷告，他在跟神沟通他坐在神的这个右边为着你们的需要与神对话。
So God the Father speaks to the other two. We know that Jesus prayed to the Father, and finally in Romans 8:27, the Holy Spirit is in communication with the Father as he prays for believers.
所以我们看到了圣父与圣灵和圣子对话，我们看到了圣子与圣父对话，然后我们在罗马书8:27，我们看到圣灵与圣父沟通。
So God the Father is a relational being. He talks not only to the other two members of the Trinity, but he also loves to hear from his children.
所以神是一个注重关系的这个神，他不止之间有一个沟通，他也喜爱听他孩子的这个话语。
Proverbs 5:8 says that the prayer of the upright is his delight. In fact, God encourages believers to address him as Daddy, according to Romans 8:15. In this verse, Paul says, "We have received a spirit of adoption as sons by which we cry out, Abba, Father, Abba, meaning Daddy."
所以神也鼓励信徒跟他通话，在箴言书十五章第八节这里说，正直人的祷告为他所喜悦。他也鼓励我们想叫他父神。罗马书第八章第十五节这里说，你们所受的不是奴仆的心，乃仍旧害怕，所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫阿爸父。
Now you just look at the book of Psalms. David pours out his heart to God in prayer. And despite his sins, God loved him and called David a man after his own heart in 1 Samuel 13:14. God desires intimate and loving communication with believers.
如果我们看诗篇的时候，大卫不断地把他的苦情跟神来传说，他虽然犯了很多罪，可是神爱他，说他是大卫是他所心爱的一个人，在撒母耳记上第十三节，所以神喜爱亲密的、贴心的与信徒通话。
Now we're speaking of intimate and loving communication with believers. If you were to go back in time to Jesus' day, the Jews of that day would find that intimate and almost familiar attitude toward God in prayer to be a totally foreign concept to them. They feared God. They thought of him as the consuming fire who killed the two sons of Aaron the priest when they brought strange fire before him. God was not Daddy to them.
所以我们现在在说这个亲密的这个话语，在犹太人的这个，在耶稣的这个时期，犹太人是不明白这个观念的，他们很害怕神。他们所明白的是神是那个审判者，是那个降火杀掉那个亚伦的这个儿子的那一个神，神不是他们的父亲。
Yet as believers today, we have the privilege and are encouraged to come to the sovereign God over all the universe, the holy God of infinite power and infinite knowledge, the God who created everything and continues to hold everything together, to come to him in intimate prayer.
所以这个神现在要我们这些信徒，他给我们这个特准跟他通话，他要听我们跟他亲密的祷告，亲密的话语，他要与我们对说。
In Psalm 50, verse 15, God says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me."
在诗篇五十篇第十五节这里说，要在患难之日求告他，我必。搭救你，你要荣耀我。
So God entreats us to pray to Him, and furthermore, the call center to God, if you will, is open any time and anywhere we happen to be. Hebrews 4:16 instructs us. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以这个是我们信徒很大的这个特权。神随时随地的听我们通话，在希伯来书第四章第十六节这里说，所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩的宝座前，为要得怜悯蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
And what is available to those who pray? Anything we ask, as long as it's in accordance with God's will.
那你们能向神求什么呢？你们什么都能向神求，如果你是按照他的意，你就能向他求。
In fact, James 4:2 says this. It says, "You do not have because you do not ask."
这里雅各书第四章第二节说，你们得不着是因为你们不求。
And 1 John 5:14 tells us, "This is the confidence we have in God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we have asked of Him."
在约翰一书五章这里说，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
So anything you ask for in prayer will be given to you as long as it's what God wills for you or for those who you're praying for.
所以如果你是按照神的旨意而求，你能向神求，他必定应允你。
So the question is, how do we know what God's will is?
那问题是，我们如何知道神的意是什么呢？
Well, it's found in the scriptures.
那我们从圣经可以寻找这个答案。
And if by scripture reading, study, and meditation, you let God's word inform your mind of what you ought to seek after, then you will pray according to the will of God, and God will answer your prayers yes.
所以如果你是按着圣经的教导，你查考，你明白神的话语，你知道神的旨意是什么，然后你求，那你所求的神的答案一定是是。
Now in view of this, we shouldn't be, should be that we have to be told to pray, but the Bible boldly encourages us to do so. And it tells us in Hebrews 4:16, again, come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need.
所以我们明白了这个真理，我们就要坦然无惧的来祷告。希伯来书四章十六节这里说，所以我们只管坦然无惧的来到施恩宝座前，得怜悯，蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。
Yet despite all this, as humans, we sometimes hesitate to pray. We would oftentimes rather read and study God's word than pray.
所以我们明白了这真理，可是我们常常还是不祷告。我们有可能有些人，你愿意读圣经，你愿意查考圣经，可是你不怎么愿意祷告。
We find excuses to do anything but pray. Too tired, not enough time, have to get out the door to go to work in the morning. We may even forget to thank God for the food that we're about to eat. So why do we have this problem with prayer?
所以我们常常为自己找很多的这个理由。有时候你会说我太累，或者没时间，或者你上班很急。或者有时候你吃饭你都不忘了向神祷告感恩，为什么我们对祷告有这样的问题呢？
I think one of the main reasons is the way we think. We reason this way. If God is the ruler of the universe, then he's going to do whatever he wants. After all, he knows the future before it even happens. What good is it then to pray? How is that going to change God's will?
那其中一个理由是我们常常可能这样的思想，如果神是宇宙的主宰，那他所要做的他必定能成就，那我们如果祷告对他的旨意会有什么影响呢？
Well, the answer is that God has determined what things will happen, but he uses the prayers of his people as the means by which they do happen.
所以这个答案是神已经预定所要发生的事，可是他是通过他子民的祷告使他的这个旨意行出来。
So let me illustrate. Remember the story of King Hezekiah that's found in 2 Kings 20.
So 我要大家想起这个列王记下二十章西西家王的这个例子。
Hezekiah had been an excellent king in Judah. He had destroyed all the places of idol worship in the land, and he trusted in the Lord.
所以西西家王是一个犹大王，他是一个好王，他把这个拜偶像的这些场所都除掉了。
In fact, it was said in 2 Kings 18:5 that there was none like him, or none like him after him. In other words, he was unique. He perhaps was one of the best, if not the best, king that Israel ever had.
他是如此好的王，这个圣经这样形容他，在他之前和在他之后，没有像他一样的王。他是可能是犹大最好的一个王。
As a result, the Lord was with him and blessed him.
So 神与他同在，施恩与他。
You remember how it was that the Assyrian army came up against Jerusalem to destroy it, that Hezekiah prayed for deliverance.
然后你记得吗？亚述国他们要灭绝这个耶路撒冷的时候，他们就是西西家祷告，使到神拯救他们。
And in answer to that prayer, God sent his angel, who killed 185,000 of the Assyrian soldiers in one night.
所以神答复他的祷告，在一夜间，神派了一个天使杀灭了这个185,000的这个18,500的这个亚述的军队。
As a result, Jerusalem was saved. The Assyrian army retreated, and the Assyrian king was murdered soon after by his two sons.
所以他这一个祷告使到耶路撒冷的拯救，这个亚述的军队撤退，然后亚述王被他的两个儿子谋杀。
And you say, well, where is this story going? Okay, well, Hezekiah, after all this, he becomes ill. He's visited by the prophet Isaiah, who told him, you're going to die.
所以之后呢，这个西西家王重得了病，然后他要快要死了。
And as it would anyone, Hezekiah prayed that God would heal him. And God did so and granted him 15 more years of life.
然后西西家王向神祷告，神 医治了他，给他做15年的这个寿命。
Now, I'm not sure how much of a blessing that answered prayer was. I mean, how would you like to know the exact date of your death?
我不知道这个是恩典还是不是恩典，因为西西家现在知道他有15年的这个寿命，是很准确的一个数目。
And you might think, well, gee, God had to change his plans, but he used those 15 years to actually further his kingdom purposes.
那神使用了这个西西家王的这个15年。进行了他这个国度的这个旨意的进行。
Because it was in those years that Hezekiah had a son, Manasseh, who turned out to be the absolutely worst king that Israel ever had.
就在这个15年，西西家王生了一个儿子叫马拿西，他是犹大最糟的一个国王。
In fact, so wicked was Manasseh and so vile was the evil in his reign that God finalized his decision to send Judah into Babylonian exile.
因为马拿西王是那么邪恶的这个国王，神就在他的这个统治下，他使到巴比犹大进入巴比伦，成为这个俘虏。
God did answer Hezekiah's prayer, yes, and he used the answer to that prayer to accomplish his divine will, namely that Judah be sent into exile.
所以神答复了西西家的祷告，可是他的这个答案是为了。执行他的旨意，他的旨意是使到犹大受到巴比伦王的这个俘虏。
So as we think about why is it we should pray, the first reason would be this. According to 1 John 5:14, if we want our prayers answered, we need to pray according to God's will, and this type of prayer will align us with God's purposes.
所以我们要回答为什么我们要祷告。我们祷告的时候呢，我们要按照约翰一书五章。来祷告，我们要明白神的旨意，按照他的旨意进行我们的这个祷告。
We pray according to God's will if we want our prayers to be answered. This will align us with God's purposes.
所以，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就必定听我们。
So some of the other reasons we should pray. Well, not only does prayer that's properly done align us with God's purposes, but secondly, God commands us to pray.
然后我们必须祷告，不只是因为我们要按照他的旨意求，他就听。第二是神命令我们祷告。
It's a father telling his children, keep in touch.
就像一个父亲教导孩子说，你要跟我保持这个联络。
God is a relational being, and he wants us to depend on him.
神是一个喜爱关系的神，他要我们这个与他亲近。
And when he answers our prayers, we thank and praise him, and our faith and trust in God increase.
当他回复我们的祷告的时候，我们感谢他，我们赞美他，我们的这个信心加增，我们也多多的信靠他。
He will hear and he will answer us.
他会听你的祷告，他也会回应你的祷告。
Ephesians 6:18 adds this. It says that we should be praying always with all prayer and supplication.
所以以弗所书6章说你们要不住的祷告。
And 1 Thessalonians 5:17 tells us that we are to pray without ceasing.
所以帖撒罗尼迦前书5章也这里也说了，你们要不停止的祷告。
So a second reason God commands us to pray, and a third reason if we don't pray, well, to fail to pray is to commit sin.
那圣经也教导，如果我们不祷告，就是犯罪。
And Samuel.The prophet recognized this. In fact, in 1 Samuel 12:23, he says to the Israelites, Far be it from thee that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you.
这里撒母耳先知在撒母耳记上12节这里说，至于我断不停止为你们祷告，以致得罪耶和华，不祷告是得罪神。
So we should pray because it aligns us with God's purposes. God commands us to pray. If we fail to pray, it's to commit sin.And prayer gives glory to God.
所以我们为什么要祷告？祷告要按神的旨意，神命令我们祷告，不祷告是犯罪。还有第四，祷告把荣耀归给神。
I quoted Psalm 50:15 just a little earlier. God says, "Call upon me in the day of trouble; I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me."
在50篇第15节这里说，并要在患难之日求告我，我必搭救你，你也要荣耀我。
Well, God says that by calling on him, which is praying to him, you'll cause him to deliver you, and for this he receives glory.
所以这里所说的是，你求告他，就是向他祷告，他就什么，他就搭救你，你要归荣耀给他。这件事是如何的进行呢？
So how does that work? Well, when God answers a prayer, yes, not only are we blessed to receive what we ask for, but God displays His goodness, His power, and His grace in answering the prayer.
当神回复你的祷告说是的时候，他不只是施恩给你，他也彰显了他的什么？他的仁义、他的能力和他的恩典。
Now maybe that God was going to do what we asked for before we even asked for it, and our prayers really didn't change things.
也许可能你没有求的时候，你没有向神祷告，神也要进行他的计划了。
But think of what prayer does. We are front row spectators to the situation.And because we witness God answering the prayer, we're now in a position to give Him glory and thanks.
可是当我们祷告的时候，我们就很像坐在前排的观众，我们观看了神的能力彰显，他的能力怎样回复这个祷告，我们就能因为他的这个能力的彰显而把荣耀跟这个感谢归给他。
Because we prayed and because we saw the prayer answered, God is now receiving greater glory and praise because we're involved in giving it to Him.
因为我们祷告，因为我们看我们的祷告，他回复，神就得到什么更大的荣耀，更大的赞美，因为我们已经参与了这一件事。
Had we not prayed, we may have been totally unaware of the situation and in no position to give God praise and glory.
所以如果我们没有祷告，我们就没有参与他的旨意的进行，我们就不能。归荣耀给神。
In fact, John MacArthur has said this. He suggests that the primary issue in prayer is not obtaining what we want, but allowing God to display His glory.
所以麦克阿瑟建议这样的这个观点，我们祷告不是向神求所要的，而是使到神得到更大的这个荣耀。
And the fifth reason, prayer results in answers.
然后祷告是有这个答案的。
As long as we're praying according to God's will, our prayers are going to be answered. Yes.
所以我们如果有祷告，我们按着神的旨意祷告，我们的祷告的这个回复一定是是。
And if the answer is no, well, it's because our prayer request was not the best for us.
所以神的回复如果是不可以或者不是，那可能你所求的对你不是最好的。
Romans 8:28 says this, and we know all things work together for good for those who love God.
那罗马书第八章第二十八节这里说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
And that includes a no answer to prayer.
可能有时候他给你的答案是不。
Now remember those two verses we looked at earlier, one in James 4:2, you do not have because you do not ask.
所以刚才我们看了这个雅各书四章二节说，你们没有得到，因为你们不求。
And 1 John 5:14.This is the confidence we have in God that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And we know that He hears us whatever we ask. We know that we have the petitions that we've asked of Him.
然后约翰一书五章十四节这里说，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们。这是我们向他所坦然无惧的心。既然知道他听我们一切所求的，就知道我们所求于他的无不得着。
So as long as we're praying according to God's will, our prayers will be answered.
所以如果你是按照神的旨意祷告，神对你的这个回复是是。
And again, the amazing thing is that if God answers our prayers yes, which may, from our perspective, seem to alter the future, God can still accomplish His purposes.
所以当神啊回复是的时候，从我们的观点，就像神改变了我们的什么这个未来，然后神通过那一件那个答复，他要进行完成他的旨意。
It doesn't throw him off. Say I have a serious illness and the doctor says you're going to die in 6 weeks. And I pray and I'm alive a year later. I would see that is God altering the course of history just to keep me alive.
所以打一个比方，如果我患了一个重病，医生说我只有六个星期的这个生命，可是我祷告了一年后我还活着，那从我的观点，神已经改变了我什么？我的这个人类的这个历史。
But God isn't thrown off. He still makes sure that everything happens just the way He wants it to.
可是在神那一方面，他没有改变他的旨意啊，这个不断的继续的进行。
Yeah, the answers to our prayers that are aligned with His will, His glory, and our good actually become the means by which God's providence is played out.
所以神向我们的这个答复。如果我们的这个祷告跟他的旨意啊，这个相称， 所以这一个他的答复就使得他的这个荣耀他的恩典彰显了出来。
That's exactly what I was talking about with King Hezekiah.
就像我提到刚才西西家王的这个例子。
God's intention was that Judah go into exile for their sins, and by extending Hezekiah's life, Manasseh was born, and his sins were so vile that Judah went into captivity.
所以神的旨意就是把犹大使得他们这个受俘虏。他接着什么？他接着答复这个西西家王的这个祷告，使他多活了十五年。生了马拿西王，然后通过马拿西王审判犹大。
So we look at why should we pray. Let's talk about how should we pray.
所以我们看了为什么要祷告，现在我们看如何祷告。
Now, prayer comes in many forms. Some people pray with their hands held high. Others pray with their heads bowed and eyes closed.
所以祷告有很不同的这个样式，有些人举手祷告，有些人低头祷告，有些人关眼睛祷告。
Some pray on their knees, others pray while standing, like in church.
可能有些人跪着祷告，有些人站着祷告，就像某些教会一样。
Some pray silently, some pray out loud.
有些人安静的祷告，有些人大声的祷告。
Sometimes prayer may be a silent thought or a quiet whisper, yet at other times it may be a loud cry.
可能有时候我们的祷告是默默的祷告，有时候我们是痛哭的祷告。
Daniel the prophet prayed three times a day that we know of. Maybe more.
我们知道但以理先知他一天三次的祷告。
Furthermore, the Apostle Paul told us that we should pray without ceasing.
然后保罗鼓励我们不断的祷告。
And if we're to pray without ceasing, then we really need to be able to pray in all sorts of ways.
所以不住的祷告的意思就是在不同的场所继续的祷告。
My wife likes to ask me to lead in prayer as I drive to church.
那我在开车去教会的时候，我的妻子常常叫我带领我们祷告。
Now, can I do that safely with my eyes closed?
我能不能关着眼睛祷告？
So far, so good.
到目前还蛮不错的。
Maybe you should put the car into driverless mode.
可能我把那个车子放在自动的这个启动。
No, no. But seriously, I can and I do pray for us with my eyes open, and God will still hear me and answer me, right?
所以我们可以开着眼睛祷告，神也是会听我们、应允我们的祷告。
And what about the best time to pray? Is it early in the morning, late at night, before meals, when you awaken at night?
那祷告最好的时间是什么？是早上吗？是晚上吗？还是吃饭之前呢？
And all of these times are spoken of in Scripture.
所以这些时间都在圣经中有记录。
And my wife and I try to pray at all of these times.
所以我的妻子和我常在这种不同的这个生活的这个时间不住的祷告。
The bottom line, prayer comes in many forms.
所以我们要理解的是祷告有不同的样式。
So what about a model for prayer?
所以祷告有没有一个模式？
Earlier I mentioned the Lord's Prayer in Matthew 6. Our Father who's in heaven, hallowed be your name.
我们看到马太福音第六章有一个模式，说我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Think of this as a model for prayer, not a magic formula that's sure to be answered.
所以这一个是一个模式，不是一个咒语。
But it's a very helpful model, and I want us to look at it for a few minutes.
所以这一个是一个很好的帮助，我要你们大家一起来查考。
So turn your Bibles and go to Matthew 5.
那请大家打开马太福音第五章。
This is the Sermon on the Mount. Begins in chapter 5, ends in chapter 7.
这是登山宝训的这个教导，从第五章到第七章。
As you recall, the Sermon on the Mount occurs early in Jesus' ministry. He was in the region of the Sea of Galilee, being followed by a large crowd.
这时候的耶稣是早期的这个服事的这个期间，他在加利利海的这个岸边，有很多的群众跟着他。
At one point, Jesus sits down on a hill next to the Sea of Galilee, and he begins to teach the crowds of people who had come to hear him.
在这个时候，耶稣坐下来教导在他周围的这个群众，他们都来听耶稣的教导。
In his sermon, Jesus makes a statement in Matthew 5:20. He says this, For I say to you, that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
在五章二十节，他这里说，我告诉你们，你们的义若不胜于文士和法利赛人的义，断不能进天国。
And he also goes on to speak of how their prayer life was full of hypocrisy.
然后他继续的指证这些法利赛人他们的祷告生活非常的虚假。
In chapter 6, verse 5, he says this, When you pray, You're not to be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and on the street corners so that they may be seen by men. Truly I say to you, they have their reward in full. But you, when you pray, go into your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you.
在第六章的第五到第六节，可以说你们祷告的时候，不可像那假冒为善的人，爱站在会堂里和十字路口上祷告，无辜叫人看见。我实在告诉你们，他们已经得了他们的赏赐。你祷告的时候，要进你的内屋，关上门，祷告你在暗中的父，你父在暗中查看，必然报应你。
Jesus then goes on to condemn meaningless repetition in prayer, how they were not to merely recite words without giving them any thought.
然后耶稣继续地指责那些重复无益的话，他说这样的祷告，我们不应该如此行。
And they were to avoid having a formula for prayer that's recited without thinking about what they're saying.
然后祷告的时候不要像念咒语一样的，就没有思考的，一直重复同样的话语。
Jesus now gives an example of how to pray, a prayer that his disciples should pray.
所以然后耶稣接着的教导他的门徒应该如何的这个祷告。
Now this is not a prayer that Jesus would pray. It's not the Lord's prayer in that sense.
那这样的一个祷告不是耶稣自己的祷告，是一个教导的这个模式。
Instead, it's a prayer that the Lord provides to his disciples as an example and by extension to you and to me.
这个祷告是神提供他的门徒来教导他们祷告，他也来用这一处经文来教导我们如何祷告。
It reads this way, chapter 6, verse 9, and you know this. He says, pray in this way. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we also have forgiven our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
所以他说你们祷告应该如此行。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们用的饮食今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了别人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
What comes next? Well, the final part of the prayer is not found in the earliest manuscript from which the Bible was translated. That's why it may be in brackets in your Bible, but it's often included anyway.
所以我们接下来是的话语是什么呢？接下来的这一段不在最早的这个 manuscript 这个
手稿
里面，可是加进去了，所以在你的经在你的圣经有这个括号。
It reads.Yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
所以加上去的话说，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。
Now, what do we notice about this prayer?
那我们看这一段经文，我们观察什么
？First, it's short. It takes about 20 seconds to recite.
所以是很短的一个祷告，二十秒就能念完了。
It's also simple. There's no flowery language.
非常简单的，没有花言巧语。
So that's the first thing. Second thing, it's about 6 requests.Three of these requests are for God.
然后这里有六个要求，三个是向神的要求。
Those requests are this, that his name would be hallowed, which means the same as blessed, revered, exalted.
首先是他的名在人的当中受到尊重。
That's the first. The second is that his kingdom would come. And the third is that his will be done on earth as it certainly is in heaven where he reigns as king.
第二个要求是他的国降临，第三个要求是他的旨意行在地上。
And so after praying these three requests for God, Jesus then adds three more in for us and for other people, requests that we have as humans for our own human needs.
然后向神祷告之后，神也加上了三，耶稣加上了三个要求，为人也是为我们自己。
And these are requests not only for ourselves but also for others.
那为了我们自己，也为了他人来祷告。
And those are first for bread to eat that day.
第一是桌上的饮食所要需要的。
Now he doesn't pray for a fully stocked kitchen.
他没有为这装满食物的这个。
And he doesn't mention a new oven to bake it in.
厨房，对，他没有为这厨房来祷告。
A new kitchen to hold the oven.
他没有为这个新的房子来祷告。
Or a new house to hold the new kitchen.
他也没有为这个所需要的这个配备全部来祷告。
He only prays for the essentials. Only the essentials.
他只为这所需要的祷告。
Food to eat that day to nourish your body.
就是当天所需要的饮食而祷告。
So that's the first request. The second, he moves on to ask God to forgive our sins just as we have forgiven those who have sinned against us.
然后接着他为着神的赦免而祷告。
He said that we have no business asking God to forgive us for our sins for him, if we haven't first forgiven others of their sins toward us.
他这里教导我们，如果我们没有赦免他人，那我们就没有这个能力向神来请求他的赦免。
And finally, Jesus closes the prayer with the request that we be not be led into temptation, but that we be delivered from evil.
然后最后这里耶稣的祷告说，不要领我们遇见试探，而是什么救我们脱离凶恶。
So let's think for a moment. How well do our prayers line up with this example that was given to the disciples and by extension to us?
所以我们要思考我们这个生活中我们的祷告有没有跟这个模式，这个耶稣所赐给我们的模式有没有这个相称呢？
First of all, do you spend half of your prayer time as Jesus modeled, adoring God, blessing His name, praying for the return of His future kingdom, and asking that His will be done here on earth?
那你祷告的时候，你有没有花一半的时间，敬拜神、赞美神、尊敬他的名，然后要求他的归回，要求他的国度降临？
Do you then spend the other half of the prayer on human needs, or is it more like 5% of our time spent on God and 95% spent on our needs?
还是你们一大半的时间都是花在自己的需要，五分钟花在五八千花在神的这个事项，95%花在自己所要求的事。
Well, if that's the case, there is certainly room for spiritual growth for all of us, including me.
那如果你的祷告是刚才我形容的，那我们有这个进步的这个。这个空间。
Here's another thought. When you do pray for these needs, do you give as much time to prayer for the forgiveness of your own sins, being mindful to first forgive anyone who's wronged you?
那我们祷告的时候，我们有没有注重这个赦免这个事项？有没有注重赦免那些辜负我们的人？
And this is so very important for us each day. Do you pray for God's deliverance from sin as earnestly as you pray for your own material needs?
然后我们祷告的时候，我们是注重神供应我们的这个生活的需要，还是注重神使我们脱离这个罪恶的事项？
Do you spend as much time in prayer asking for the needs of others to be met as you do praying for your own to be met?
那我们祷告的时候，我们是花多一点时间为着他人的需要，还是为着我们的需要而祷告？
Now that's convicting, because I know I certainly don't do all these things all the time, but this was Christ's example for how a believer should pray.
那我们知道我们常常其实不做我们所应该做的事，可是这是耶稣基督的这个模式，教导我们信徒如何的祷告。
And we certainly do want to be pleasing to Christ. 2 Corinthians 5:9 reminds us that for we also have our ambition, whether home or absent, to be pleasing to Him.
那我们身为信徒，我们所做的事都要什么？都要求耶稣的喜悦。在哥林多后书五章这里说，所以无论是住在身内离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。
So the bottom line is we need to take this example as a model of prayer for us and follow that model.
所以我们清楚地明白这个模式是耶稣所要教导我们来学习祷告的。
Now here's something else that's been helpful to me, my wife. And I'm sure most of you have heard of the prayer acronym ACTS, ACTS.
那这个祷告，你们可能听过这个英文的这个字叫 ACTS。
It's a summary of how we pray.
这个 ACTS 这个字就能教导我们如何的这个祷告，也是一个模式。
A is for adoration of God.
首先 A 是 adoration 是敬拜神。
C is for confession of our sins.
然后接着我们要怎么向神寻求他的赦免。
T is for thankfulness to God for what He has done.
然后接着我们要向神感恩，赞美他所成就的。
And S is for supplication or request, prayer request.
然后最后我们要请求，向神有这个我们所要需要的请求。
Now it's interesting. Do you realize that Jesus followed this very example here in the Lord's Prayer?
那你看到吗？这个样式就是耶稣在他的这个主导文所让我们看到的。
If you look at the prayer, the first half of it has been in adoration.
那这个耶稣的祷告前半部是这个敬拜神。
Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
所以所说的 我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你国降临，愿你旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
He then moves on to confession, where Jesus says this, and forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors.
然后他就转入了这个第二点，就是要这个认罪悔改，说他免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。
T, T for thankfulness, well that's implied in the word hallowed, which means blessed, blessed be your name.
然后啊，第三他有这个感恩，他说。在上头说啊，你愿人都尊你的名为圣，这是这个感恩的这个话语。
And why do we bless God? Well, it's out of deep gratitude for what He's done.
那我们为什么要向神感恩呢？因为我们对他所成就的非常的这个非常的感恩。
I mean, after all, we're believers. He rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of His beloved Son, as Colossians 1:13 tells us.
那我们是信徒，他救了我们脱离。黑暗的这个权势把我们牵到他爱子的国里，这是哥罗西书一章的教导。
So thankfulness, T, and finally supplication. He says this: Give us this day our daily bread, and do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
所以他这里教导我们这个遵从神，然后认罪，然后这个感恩。
So Jesus used the Acts acronym, and some of you may use it as an outline for your prayers, but I would encourage all of you, all of us, to give it a try since it follows Jesus' example in the Lord's Prayer.
So 最后的他教导我们怎么要向神提出我们的请求，这里说我们日用的饮食请给我们，所以这个是我们祷告的这个模式。
And from a very practical perspective, it gives.It certainly does give me structure and direction if I happen to lose my way in a prayer.
所以这个模式，我们记在脑海里面的时候，当我们祷告的时候，就给我们一个结构，帮助我们祷告。
I find myself all the time somewhat deep in thought, asking for something, and then I say, "Well, where am I?"
对，有时候我们祷告的时候，我们一直跟神请求，然后你可能就像迷了方向。
So you lose your way, but the acronym puts you back on course.
你有了这个结构，它能帮助你找回你的趋向。
So that's our model for prayer from Jesus Himself.
所以这是耶稣所教导我们的模式。
Now I promise you secrets to having your prayers answered.
所以我也找一些时间，我告诉你们，我有一些这个技巧要教导你们。
So I'm going to give some to you right now. Earlier I spoke one.By praying according to the will of God.
所以刚才我提到了这个一个技巧，就是你要按照神的这个旨意来祷告。
Now let me expand on that a little bit. Did you ever realize that praying according to the will of God is the same thing as asking in Jesus' name?
你按照神的旨意祷告，就是用神的耶稣的名来祷告。
Why is it that we close prayers with "In Jesus' name I pray, Amen"?
那我们祷告的时候，为什么说奉主耶稣的名祷告？
Do we believe that we have to say this to assure that our prayer is answered?
那为什么我们说那一个句子呢？
Well, the answer is this. If you look in John 14, Jesus and his disciples are celebrating the Passover in what we call the Last Supper.
在约翰福音第十三章，我们看到耶稣和他的这个门徒他们在进行最后的这个逾越节。
Jesus just told them that he'd be leaving, and they are understandably distressed.
耶稣已经告诉他们他要离开了，他们非常的这个沮丧。
But he reassures them. He tells them he's going to prepare a place for them, and he's going to return for them.
然后耶稣告诉他们，他为他们预备地方，他也必再来接他们到那个地方。
But the problem is this: he had been the source of everything they needed for the past 3 years. So he tells them that they don't need to worry if they need anything in the future. All they have to do is ask for it in prayer, and it's going to be given to them.
那这三年来，耶稣是他们的一切，他们所需要的神，耶稣供应他们，所以现在。耶稣说将来你们所需要的你们一样的祷告他也一样的赐给他们
But there was a condition to this promise.
这个应许有一个条件
In John 14:13 Jesus says this Whatever you ask in my name that I will do
这里约翰福音十四章这里说你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就
And later on in chapter 16:23 Jesus says this If you ask the Father for anything in my name he will give it to you
然后在第十六节，他也说：“你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。”
So what does it mean to ask in Jesus' name?
那奉耶稣的名是什么意思呢
？Well, if Jesus is interceding for us, God the Father, thought is that God will take special notice of our prayers, Because they're offered with Jesus' approval.
所以这个意思是，当你奉耶稣的名祷告的时候，意思是耶稣啊在为着你啊向神求。
When you ask in Jesus' name, it simply means that you believe that Jesus would approve of your request.
所以当你说奉主耶稣的名的时候，你是在说你相信神，就是耶稣。他赞成你的要求。
It's something Jesus himself would ask for, something that lines up with his will and with who he is as a person.
你在说你所求的，耶稣自己也会求，这跟他的旨意是一致的。
In fact, in the Gospel of John, John the Apostle repeats this promise, but he applies it to the prayers of all believers. When he says this in John 5:14, he says this: "This is the confidence we have in God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us."
然后约翰。福音五章这里说，我们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，这是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心。
And when it says he hears us, what that means is that he answers it yes.
所以这里说他听了，他也说什么，他也会答复是。
So how is it though that we should know what the will of Jesus is, the will of God?
那我们怎么知道耶稣的这个旨意，怎么知道神的旨意呢？
Well, 1 Corinthians 2:16 says this. It says, as believers, we have the mind of Christ.
这里啊，哥林多前书这里说，我们啊，这个信徒我们以基督耶稣的心为心。
Believers are allowed by the Holy Spirit, by means of the Scriptures, to know the thoughts of our Lord.
我们身为信徒的，借着圣灵，我们能够明白耶稣的这个心意。
We can know much about what He desires by studying the Scriptures, and even in situations where we don't know His specific will.Whether we should move to a certain city or take a certain job, or whether we should marry a certain person, we can still confidently pray that about what we do know that's according to His will.
那我们通过查考圣经、学习神的话语，我们可以明白神的旨意是什么。可能是要移到某一个城市，或者要不要换工作，或者要不要嫁娶某一个人，我们能。有肯定的相信神会按照他的旨意在我们的生命中进行他的旨意。
For you single guys, this is how you might pray about marriage to a particular woman. Lord, I know it's your will that I should live my life to glorify you. I think I can do it best with a godly wife with whom I can serve others and raise godly children. If this woman is the one, Lord, I pray that you will turn her heart toward me and that she will accept my proposal of marriage.Not as I will, however, but your will, Lord, be done. Amen.
那如果你是一个单身的这个弟兄，你可以这样的祷告：你说，神，你的旨意就是在我的生命能够这个荣耀你。所以，如果这个女士是最配搭，能够配搭我服侍你的一位，能够帮我生养还有抚养和爱主的这个孩子，那主啊，这个姐妹，请你赐给我，否则。让你的旨意进行，让他，让你的旨意进行。
Word for my wife. And guys, those of you who are single should be writing this down. Should I repeat it?
那我为我的妻子就是这样的祷告。
Okay. But if we approach prayer this way, I suspect we're going to be a bit slower to ask for a fancy car, a second home, or a new set of golf clubs, just because we're tired of what we have.
所以如果我们是如此祷告，那我们可能为这要买更华丽的车，或者第二个房子，或者高尔夫的这个配备我们可能就不会这样容易的这个样式的祷告。
Instead, if we're going to pray in Jesus' name, we might want to pray something like this. Lord, I want to be the kind of Christian you want me to be. I want to know your power in my life. I want to be pure. I want to be used for your kingdom's sake.To the maximum of my abilities. I want you to give me opportunities to give the gospel to others. This I ask in the name of Jesus Christ because I believe that it's consistent with His person and work. Amen.
那身为基督徒，我们祷告应该是这样：神啊，我要做你所要我做的基督徒。我要在我生命中知道、认识到你的能力。我要圣洁。我要在你的国度中使用你所赐给我的这个能力，所以求主你给我机会，求主你帮助我，按照你的这个旨意而行，奉主耶稣的名祷告，阿门。
Truly praying in Jesus' name means that we're seeking to align ourselves with the will of God.
所以，我们真正奉主耶稣的名祷告的时候，我们是 要与这个神的这个旨意一致。
So later today, as you finish your prayer, try something like this. I ask all of this, Father, because I believe that it's consistent with the will of our Lord Jesus Christ. Not only say it, but mean it, because of what you've asked for in your prayer.
所以等一下，当你祷告的时候，你可以尝试这样的结束，说：神啊，我如此的祷告，是因为我相信我所祷告的与你和耶稣基督的这个旨意相称。
And you know, if your prayer is in line with Jesus' will, you can be assured that your prayer will be answered yes. And if you continue to pray this way, you'll also begin to find that your prayers will contain fewer and fewer requests that are unnecessary and selfish.
所以如果我们的祷告与耶稣的旨意相称的时候，一致的时候，我们就知道我们的祷告的答案一定是是。那我们如果这样如此的祷告，我们也会减少为这个无意的事或者自私的事而祷告。
So the first secret, if you want to have your prayers answered, to pray according to God's will. The second secret is to ask in the Spirit.
所以第一个这个第一个这个窍门就是要按照神的旨意祷告，第二就是按照圣灵的能力而祷告。
So what if you're trying to pray according to God's will, but you are having trouble discerning God's will? You're not really sure what it is.
所以可能你按照神的旨意祷告，可是你不知道神的旨意是什么。
Well, that's okay, because according to Romans 8:26, the Holy Spirit is praying for us according to the will of God.
那在罗马书第八章二十六节这里说，圣灵也为着我们而祷告。
That reads what? In the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness, but we do not know how to pray as we should. The Spirit Himself intercedes with us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the hearts, that's God the Father.Knows what the mind of the Spirit is because He, as the Holy Spirit, intercedes for the saints according to the will of God.
那八章二十六节二十七节也说，况且我们软弱有圣灵帮助，我们本不晓得当怎样祷告，只是圣灵亲自用说不出来的叹息替我们祷告，鉴察人心的晓得圣灵的意思，因为圣灵照着神的旨意替圣徒祈求。
So the Holy Spirit is praying for us in a wordless manner.He's communicating with God the Father in what Paul describes as groanings, and he's praying for us according to the will of God.
所以圣灵这个无声的按着神的旨意为着我们祷告。
Paul goes on to say that God the Father understands these groanings, since the Father and the Holy Spirit are of the same mind.
然后保罗接着说，圣父明白这些叹息，因为圣父跟圣灵他们是同心的。
This is a huge comfort because when we experience difficult trials and we can't find the right words, someone is giving the right words to God.
那这个是非常的安慰，因为当我们没有办法找出这个恰当的话语的时候，这个圣灵帮助我们。
So we have the Holy Spirit praying for us here on earth. We also know that Christ is continually praying for believers as He sits at His Father's right hand in heaven. What a tremendous encouragement!
所以我们知道在我们圣灵帮助我们祷告，我们也知道耶稣基督在这个圣父的这个右边不断地为着我们祷告，这个是极大的这个安慰。
So we have prayers being offered for us in heaven by the Lord Jesus Christ and prayers being offered for us here on earth by the Holy Spirit all according to God's will.
所以在天上有这个耶稣基督为着我们祷告，在地上有圣灵帮助我们祷告，这两项的祷告都是按照神的旨意。
So we're talking about asking in the Spirit. Now Ephesians 6:18 says this, it says that we are to pray in the Spirit. What does that mean?
那以弗所书第六章说我们要按着圣灵来祷告，这是什么意思呢？
That means more than just that the Holy Spirit is praying for us.
这不只是说这个圣灵为着你们祷告。
So if we're to pray in the Spirit, what does that mean? Well, first it means that we need to be walking in the Spirit. We need to allow the Holy Spirit to control our minds as we meditate on the Word of God and we're obedient to it.
所以靠着圣灵祷告就是让圣灵控制我们的这个思想，我们要行在这个圣灵的这个旨意以下。
So we need to walk in the Spirit, but we also need to be careful not to grieve the Holy Spirit.
那我们也不只要这个行在这个圣灵的这个旨意之下，我们也不要知道这圣灵这个忧伤。
And how do you grieve the Holy Spirit? Well, in Ephesians 4:30, Paul says we do that by refusing to put off our old sinful habits.
那我们怎么 使圣灵担忧呢？当我们不要放下我们这个旧的这个生命。
Things like selfish sins or sins of pride through the Holy Spirit by refusing to repent, by refusing to adopt righteous ways of living.
那当我们自私，当我们不要这个公义的这个生活的时候，我们就使到这个圣灵担忧。
So we're to pray the Spirit by walking in the Spirit, allowing Him to control our minds through the knowledge of Scripture, and not grieving the Spirit.
所以我们要按着这个圣灵而行，我们也不要什么使到这个圣灵担忧。
So we ask in Jesus' name, we ask in the Spirit, and we also need to ask from a pure heart.
那我们奉耶稣的名祷告，我们按着圣灵来祷告，我们也要有什么存什么清洁的心来祷告。
What do I mean by that? Well, we're talking about personal holiness. We're talking about personal righteousness.
So, 我们这里要提到这个个人的这个圣洁。
A couple of Bible verses. Proverbs 15:29 says, "The Lord is far from the wicked, but He hears the prayer of the righteous."
这里箴言十五章第二十九节这里说，耶和华远离恶人，却听义人的祷告。
And the New Testament counterpart is James 1:6 that says, "The effective prayer of a righteous man can accomplish much."
然后雅各书一章六节这里说，义人的这个祷告能成就。
Now, personal righteousness. What do we mean by that? Well, it's not the righteousness that comes because of our faith, the effectiveness of Christ's death, the forgiveness of our sins, that results in our justification. We call that imputed righteousness.
所以我们这里讲的义不是耶稣所赐给我们的那个义。
It's not that. It's speaking of practical righteousness, holy living.
所以我们所说的这个义，就是我们的这个成圣的这个生活的这个样式。
So what those two verses are saying is that if you expect God to answer your prayers, you need to lead a righteous life, a life of personal holiness.
所以我们所读的这个经文所要教导我们的是，如果你要神答复你的这个祷告，你必须有一个什么正义的这个生活。
And two of the verses that really support that. 1 John 3:22 says, "Whatever we ask, we receive from Him, because we keep His commandments and do those things that are pleasing in His sight."
然后约翰一书第三章第二十二节这里说到，并且我们一切所求的就从他得着，因为我们遵守他的命令，行他所喜悦的事。
And Psalm 66:18 puts it very, very directly. It says, "If I regard iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear."
那诗篇第六十六篇第十八节这里说，我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
But Psalm 34:15 says this: "The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and His ears are open." Their cry.
然后诗篇第三十四篇第十五节说，耶和华的眼目看顾义人。
Let's drive that point home a little bit more. 1 Peter 3:7, Peter is speaking about a husband who's not treating his wife in a loving way.
然后彼得前书第一章第彼得前书第三章第七节这里的教导，是一个不体贴、不按情理和妻子同住的这个丈夫。
Says you husbands in the same way live with your wives in an understanding way, as with someone weaker since she's a woman, and show her honor as a fellow heir of the grace of life, so that your prayers will not be hindered.
这里所教导是你们做丈夫的要按情理和妻子同住，因为她比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩，所以要敬重她，变什么叫你们的祷告没有拦阻。
Says husbands are to live with wives in a way that's considerate of her needs and mindful of her feelings.
就丈夫要按情理的与妻子同住。
Wife is weaker in some ways, maybe emotionally and physically.
所以妻子在某些方面软弱。
So husband should provide for her, protect her, and cherish her according to Scripture.
所以丈夫要供应、要保护、要珍惜她们。
He should be chivalrous, wraps up the car door, put his coat over her shoulders if she's cold.
可能你要体贴他，帮助他，一些他生活上所需要的，你要供应给他。
And he should also recognize that she's a fellow companion in marriage. That's what Peter calls the grace of life.
然后你要明白，他是你在一起承受生命之恩的这个伴侣。
If husbands fail to live with their wives in an understanding way, Peter says this: his prayer life will be hindered. God may simply choose to ignore his prayers.
所以这里彼得教导，如果一个丈夫没有体贴，与按情理的与妻子同住，神不会听他的祷告。
So our three secrets so far: praying according to God's will, praying the Spirit, living a life of personal holiness, and the fourth secret: having our prayers heard is that we must ask in faith.
然后我们看了好多的技巧，第四个技巧就是我们要按着信心而祷告。
The prayer must be offered in faith.
我们要按信心来祷告。
It's a confident faith in a sovereign God.
我们知道有主权的神必定听我们的祷告。
James 1, 6, and 7 tells us that we must ask in faith, and so the one who doubts ought not to expect anything from the Lord.
那这里雅各书第一章第六到七节说，我们要凭着什么信心而求而祷告。
Matthew 21, 22, Jesus tells his disciples that all things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive.
那马太福音第二十一章第二十二节这里说到。无论求什么，只要信，就必得着。
We can't see God, but He always sees us.
所以我们不能看到神，可是神可以看到我们。
So by coming to Him in prayer, you affirm your belief in Him, and that pleases Him and gives Him glory.
所以当我们到神面前向他祷告的时候，你就是表明了你相信他，这使到他得到荣耀。
I mean, you offer the Lord by your faith in Him, and that He will answer your prayers for that reason.
那你因你的信。你尊重了这个神，你敬拜你的神，他也因为你的这个喜爱，他应允回复你的祷告。
So there you have it, the four secrets: ask in Jesus' name, ask in the Spirit, ask from a pure heart, and ask in faith.
所以，祷告，你要你的祷告受到神的这个应允，你要什么？奉耶稣的名求，按着圣灵而求，凭着一个纯洁的心而求，还有什么？靠着这个信心而求。
So let's talk for a minute about what it means to pray without ceasing that we're commanded to do in 1 Thessalonians 5:17.
所以不住祷告的这个意思是什么？
We're also told to pray at all times in Ephesians 6:18.
然后在以弗所书第六章这里说你我要不停止祷告也是什么意思呢？
So what does it mean that we're to pray at all times?
那不住的祷告是什么意思？
I mean, does it mean we'retO be continually speaking with God, and so how can we get anything else done?
那是不是不断的跟神说话？那我们能有时间做别的事呢？
Well, what it means is that we're to be in continual communion with God.
这里的意思是不断的与神有一个沟通。
It's like having our smartphone on all the time, so that we're always connected to the internet.
就像你的手机一直连接这个互联网一样。
Prayer should be like breathing.
那祷告就像呼吸一样。
I mean, it should come naturally. In fact, we have to fight to keep from breathing. It should be the same way with prayer.
所以我们祷告就像呼吸一样，很自然的，我们是不断的一直的祷告。
Prayer should be the natural thing for us to do as believers.
所以身为信徒，祷告是我们很正常的所做的一件事。
So how do you live in constant communion with God, which is what continual prayer is all about?
所以我们如何常常的、不断的与神有这个不停止的这个沟通呢？
What basically means that whatever happens to us in life produces in us a Godward response.
所以这个意思是在我们生命中所发生的事，我们都有一个向神的这个回应。
When we see something that's pleasing or beautiful, we thank God for it.
当我们看见一个美丽的事，我们说向神感恩。
And when we're tempted, we pray for God's help in resisting it.
我们受到挑战，我们向神请求他的帮助。
Whenever trial arises, we immediately ask God for wisdom in responding appropriately and the grace to bear it patiently.
当这个苦难来的时候，我们向神寻求恩典，帮助我们来这个承受这个苦难。
When we see evil, we ask God to make it right and to use it to do just that.
然后我们看到罪恶的事，我们向神寻求他的公义。
And when we meet an unbeliever, we pray for their salvation and for the Lord to use us to bring them to salvation.
所以当我们看到一个不信者，我们向神求他的救恩。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Spirit, they all have continual fellowship with one another. They desire that each believer enjoy that same intimate, loving fellowship with the three of them.
所以圣父、圣子、圣灵有不同的这个不断的这个交通，他们也希望信徒与他们有这个亲密的这个关系，与他们不断的沟通。
And we're certainly going to do that in heaven, but we can also have it here on earth.
所以在天上我们能与神沟通，可是我们在地上可以开始与神有这个交流。
Now we talk about continual prayer. Two other topics: perseverance in prayer and continued alertness in prayer.
所以我们还有多两个题目关于祷告的这个事项。
Colossians 3:4-2 says this: devote yourselves to prayer, which gives a sense of persevering in prayer. it says, and keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving.
那哥罗西书第四章第二节说，我们要恒切的祷告。
Devote, what does that mean? What means you hold fast, you don't let it go.
恒切就是坚持的这个意思。
And there are two parables of Jesus that make this point. First, story of the man who asked his neighbor for 3 loaves of bread in Luke 11:5.
耶稣对于这件事，对于恒切这件事有这个比喻。
The man goes to his neighbor's house in the middle of the night, knocks on the door and yells out, "Hey, can I borrow some bread? Someone just showed up at my house. I don't have any food for them."
然后路加福音第十一章有这个比喻，就是有一个人到他的邻居的家要饼。
The man certainly doesn't want to get out of bed, but eventually he does so because he can't get back to sleep because his neighbor keeps beating on his door asking for bread.
那这个屋主本来是不要出来的，可是他的这个邻居很迫切的跟他求，他就出来了，把饼借给他的邻居。
And the point Jesus is making is that if the neighbor will answer, how much more will God answer your prayer?
那耶稣的意思是，这个屋主都答应了，神听你的祷告，你不住的祷告，神一定会听。
He's your loving Father, and He really wants to answer your prayers, and He really wants to give you what you need.
神是慈爱的父亲，他听了你祷告，他必定要。供应你所需要的。
The second parable is similar. It's in Luke 18. It's the story of the unjust judge.
然后路加福音第十八章不公义的这个官也是有同样的这个教导。
The widow has come to a judge with a request for justice.
那这个寡妇来到这个官面前要求公义的事。
And she's persistent. She keeps complaining and complaining. She's a squeaky wheel.
她恒切的一直的追问，使到这个官非常的这个烦。
The judge finally gives in, grants her wish, just get away from that complaining.
然后为了这个躲开这个妇女，这个官就无意的官就把这个应允了他的这个祈求。
He has no desire to do what's right, just to shut her up.
他这个不义的官不是要做公义的事，可是他就是要禁止这个妇女继续的求。
And the point Jesus is making is how much more will God who loves you be inclined to answer your prayers as long as they're consistent with His will.
所以耶稣的教导是什么？当我们的祷告，我们恒切的祷告，如果是按照神的旨意，他必定回复。
Now, does that mean that God is always going to answer a persistent prayer?
那神是不是一定会回答我们这个恒切的祷告呢？
No, it doesn't mean that. Only if the prayer is consistent with His will, but He's more likely to answer your prayer if it's persistent.
只有那些按照他旨意求的，当你按照他的旨意，你用一些恒切的祷告，他会。答复你的祷告。
Now Jesus was persistent in prayer. His prayer that God take away the cup of suffering that he knew was coming as he approached the cross.
那耶稣恒切的祷告，求神把他的这个苦杯拿走。
But he prayed 3 times in the Garden of Gethsemane on the night before his crucifixion. He prayed with great intensity to the point that his sweat actually contained blood.
那耶稣恒切的祷告，他三次的在哥西马尼园向神祷告，他的汗水就好像血一样。
Hebrews 5:7 says this. It says he offered up both prayers and supplications with loud crying and tears to one able to save him from death, and he was heard because of his piety.
那希伯来书五章七节说，基督在肉身的时候，极大声哀哭，泪流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
Point is Jesus persevered in prayer, and so should we.
所以耶稣恒切祷告，我们也要必须恒切的祷告。
So we pray continually to be persistent in our prayers, and thirdly, we're to keep alert in prayer.
那我们的祷告要恒切，我们的祷告也要警醒。
It says that in Colossians 4:2, and what does it mean?
那哥罗西书四章第二节这个警醒是什么意思？
Well, certainly we need to try not to fall asleep in the garden.Disciples did in the garden on the night before Jesus' crucifixion, but it also means that we're to be aware of what's going on around us, aware of the needs of other persons, and to pray for them.
所以仅仅就是不是那些门徒在哥西马尼打渡的那个样式，而是明白清楚我们周围的人所需要的祷告事项。
I ask myself, how often do I tell someone, "Sure, I'll pray for you," and fail to do so?
那我们想，我们多少是我们跟人说我会为你祷告，可是我们没有祷告。
What I try to do now is I take out my smartphone and I put a little note in it.
所以现在我打开我的手机，把他们祷告事项放进去，然后记得为他们祷告。
So keep alert in prayer in that way, and also very general and unspecific prayers like God bless mom and dad.
有些是很叫比较这个仔细的详细的祷告，有些可能是比较一般性的祷告。
Something more like, please give mother and father wisdom in their upcoming home purchase.
可能为这父母要买屋子的这个事项来祷告。
Be specific in your prayers. That allows us to thank God and praise Him for answers to those prayers when they do come.
所以祷告仔细的时候，我们就能看到这个神应允的时候，就比较仔细的看到神的这个答复。
So as we begin to tie things up, we've talked about four elements of prayer. I don't know that we really need to review those again. ACTS.
所以我们说了这个 ACTS 就是这个祷告的这个样式。
I'd like to just talk about some personal tips for prayer.
So 我要谈一些个人的这个建议。
We've looked at an hour and a half, I guess, of why we should pray, how we should pray.
So 我们花了一个半小时看了如何祷告，为什么要祷告。
But a few tips in prayer. One I talked about a little earlier for myself, keeping a prayer journal.
所以一些这个可以意见就是你们可能可以收藏一个祷告的这个记录。
You can do that on your tablet or smartphone. On it, I have different categories for prayer, like family, job, missionaries, church-related, requests for others' needs, requests for my own needs, salvation requests for others.
可能你的记录中可能有不同的这个这个分类，可能是家庭，可能是工作，可能是教会的需要，个人的需要，或者他人的需要。
I have pages under each category, and on each page I write down a prayer request, the date it was made, how it was answered, and the date it was answered.
所以不同的分类以下有不同的要求，要求旁边有这个日期。
Another tip, if you have trouble finding time for prayer, set aside 10 minutes every day at a specific time, set the clock for it, and pray for 10 minutes.
那可能你没有时间祷告了，可能你就画出可能十分钟的时间，然后在那个固定的十分钟来祷告。
Now sometimes you don't feel like praying, or you may think that you don't have enough time. Pray anyway.
可能你说没有时间祷告，那我的对你的建议是，还是持续的、恒切的祷告。
It's all about establishing a habit of prayer.
所以我们是要建立这个祷告的这个习惯。
Third tip. Now if you're married, pray with your wife daily.
那如果你已婚了，你就可以跟你的伴侣祷告。
All the couples that I've ever counseled in marriage counseling, I've never had a couple yet who came in with problems who prayed together.
那我辅导了很多的这个夫妇，我从来没有遇过一个一起祷告的夫妇，然后他们有这个婚姻上有问题的。
And you have children, pray daily at home for them. Do that more than just at meal time.
如果你有孩子，可能在这个谢饭之外，与他们一起祷告。
Even your teenagers, pray with them if you can find them.
尤其是你有比较年长这个比较大的这个孩子。
We talk about the acronym ACTS. Try it for your more formal and extended prayers.
所以我们教导这个 ACTS 的这个模式，你可以按照这个模式来祷告。
Use a book of Psalms to enrich your prayers. Read a psalm and then pray through it.
然后你可以用这个诗篇教导你如何祷告。
There's a book by John MacArthur entitled At the Throne of Grace. You can find it on Amazon as well. And in it, John MacArthur prays through scripture passages. So if you've never done that sort of thing before, that's a good place to go to see how someone does it.
所以麦克阿瑟牧师也有一个书教导我们如何的祷告，这个叫 At the Throne of Grace.
Encourage your children to participate in prayer by having them lead a prayer or having them pray for particular things when you have family prayers.
那鼓励你的孩子祷告，让他们可能带领你的家庭祷告，为某一样事项来祷告。
Now, for those of you who are timid about leading in prayer, simply make it a point to pray in public every chance you get.
那可能你不擅长祷告，那我要建议你有机会的就在这个弟兄姐妹的这个当中，有机会的时候在领导这个弟兄姐妹祷告。
When I first started out as a believer, I was involved with the start of a Bible study. Other men who were interested in the Bible study would come to my office, we would pray together, I had a chance to start praying in public.
当我刚信主的时候，我开始了一个查经班。不同的弟兄来到我的公司，来查经。那我必须带领他们我被逼带领他们祷告。
And then a few years later, after I've been at my church for 2 years, we helped to organize the 24-hour prayer vigils. And I'd stick around in the middle of the night, people would be coming in praying, and we'd pray together out loud, and that was another way of doing that.
那我在我的教会，有几年我们也这个组织了24小时的这个祷告，那可能在半夜我们一起的祷告。
Some tips from other elders, I felt one that was particularly good. He leads his family in family devotions every morning at breakfast, and that includes leading in a formal prayer time.
那其他的长老他们对我的建议是，当你起来的时候，带领你的家庭，然后也带领他们一同的祷告。
He included prayer for two of the church's missionaries, like Roger.
那他们有时候也为这我们教会的宣教士祷告，就像你们的黄牧师。
And if the particular day of the month happened to coincide with someone's birthday that fell on that particular day, he would pray for them in great detail.
那某一天如果是一个人的生日或者一个纪念日，那我们就为特地的为着那个家庭的成员来祷告。
When he got to the office, he would pray from a prayer list for office staff, fellow workers, and for his own faithfulness to the Lord.
那这个长老他到了这个公司，他也为着他的公司的员工，他自己对神的这个忠心来祷告。
And he would conclude his prayer always with Psalm 19:14, that the words of his mouth, the meditations of his heart would be acceptable in the Lord's sight.
那这个长老他的这个祷告的结束常常都是引用诗篇19篇第十字节的话，耶和华我的磐石啊，我的救赎主啊，愿我口中的言语，心里的意念，在你面前蒙悦呢。
Jimmy, thank you very much.